I have felt blessed throughout this Advent because I've been able to celebrate Mass each of the four Sundays here in our cathedral. Many Sundays I am out visiting the parishes throughout the diocese. And although Father Connell is the rector, essentially pastoring Our Lady of Lourdes parish day to day, the cathedral is the bishop's church, in other words, my parish. Whenever we meet to discuss the masses that I will be celebrating, especially on Christmas or Easter or the Chrism Mass, occasionally I will say, "This is a hymn I once sung on this occasion." Not blessed with a singing voice, I leave the vast majority of these things to Father Connell, Henry Bauer, the director of music, and our great choir. There is one song, however, that I ask to be sung at each Christmas. It is one that's known to us by its title, "God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen." It will be sung later in our Mass, and it has words that we are familiar with, and it's why I've chosen it and asked that it be sung. "God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ, our Savior, was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. O tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy, O tidings of comfort and joy." Essentially, this is the incarnation, God becoming man. God saw the human being he had created with such dignity and majesty in his own image had become disfigured, distorted, degraded by sin when we were gone astray. This is the fifth Christmas midnight Mass that I've been privileged to celebrate as your bishop. There are many blessings to being here in Spokane in eastern Washington. One of the things that seems to strike me as different from California, that people seem at a slower pace, kinder, gentler perhaps, without the excess of wealth of the West Side or the Silicon Valley where I served as an auxiliary bishop. It seems here in eastern Washington, people remember the past with a bit more gratitude. One of the notable changes is so often in the beautiful suburbs south of San Francisco, where the wealth of Santa Clara County has come up, beautiful homes in nice suburbs are all considered teardowns. Perfectly fine two-story homes with pools even are torn down to bring and build mini mansions. There is no such thing as a fixer-upper. They're all teardowns. And how different from God. He became man to rebuild, to restore, and to renew what sin had destroyed. And that is the heart of that Christmas carol, "God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen." You see, Christmas, with its beauty and majesty, celebrates not only the miraculous events in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago, but also carries a promise of what could happen to each one of us. Our Christmas today, with lights and trees and carols and hopefully nativity scenes, helps reinforce the importance of family and friends and forgiveness and faith and peace, hope and joy. Christmas also carries the promise of a new life, a different life that is always within our reach if we are willing to open our hearts and our lives to God and to seek Him with a sincere heart. The great saint and reformer Vincent de Paul reminds us of this truth in his simple but powerful statement, "There is not a hand extended that God will not grasp." Or as one scripture commentator said, "Christmas means that our past does not have to be our future. Christmas means that God has given each of us in life a purpose, a mission, a vocation. And this is not often some far future, but it is a call for us right here and right now." One of our priests of the diocese, Father Tom Connolly, is the pastor of St. Mary the Presentation in Deer Park. And he has a number of nativity scenes that he has displayed, he collected over his years in both the military and living here in the United States. And he puts them on display for his parishioners and others before Christmas. And parishioners often remark when they see these creches that it keeps them focused on the birth of Jesus. with the simplicity of the manger. A couple of weeks ago, I read an article about a man who did not like how mangers are focused on in nativity scenes. He says a manger is nothing more than a feed box. And those who know the farming community would attest to that. But the manger doesn't sound somehow as crude as feed box. After all, we don't say, sing away in a feed box. We sing away in a manger. But the truth is, the message of manger is a powerful one. Recall the words of our gospel we just heard, where the angels speak to the shepherds, and the sign is a baby in a manger. Yes, the baby would be found in swaddling clothes, because all babies were wrapped in swaddling clothes, then as today. And it nurses who will say, who work in delivery, that babies are bundled to preserve body heat and to keep them from rolling around. Lots of babies would be wrapped in swaddling clothes. But Jesus is the only one who was put in a manger, a feed box. And that would be the sign of who the Savior was and what he would do. Just as Jesus transformed that stable into a place of light and peace and hope, Jesus can do the same for us in our own lives. He can turn those of us in our world who have gone astray to something beautiful and truly blessed. And that is the promise of that manger scene. It is the promise of the first Christmas, of every Christmas, and of this Christmas. And another blessing of Christmas here in this beautiful cathedral is that you have come here tonight for a number of reasons. Some of you are parishioners. You're here every week. You embrace this feast with deep appreciation for your faith and this community, this parish. Some of you might be here as a favor to parents or grandparents, to family or friends. You're interested, perhaps intrigued. How often are there services at night in this cathedral? The good news of this night, of course, is what the angel says, that this is a message for all people, saints and sinners alike. And whoever you are, and for whatever reason you might be here tonight, again, every one of us has a mission, a purpose, a journey to make over and to begin in the new year. I ask that you please open up your hearts to Jesus Christ, that with the angels and the apostles, do not be afraid. Jesus came to return the majesty, the dignity, the purpose, and the grace we once had when we were baptized. And this again is the good news that is offered to each one of us, tidings of comfort and joy. But how to begin? Start with the baby in the manger. Try not to leave tonight without coming up for a brief moment and offering a prayer to the creche. Even if that prayer is your doubts of God's existence, your frustration with corruption and division in society, even in the church, your own personal struggles or sinfulness. You see, the baby captures the beauty, the clarity, the honesty, the depth, the truth, and the embrace of God's love for each one of us. Begin with the baby, but don't end there. Allow Jesus, our Savior, his loving mercy and healing power from his death and resurrection to help restore and renew each one of us. The early church fathers wrote, he came down to raise us up, to restore our dignity, our purpose, our peace, born to give sons and daughters a second birth. You see, a second birth is possible for us all, no matter what we've done in the past. And this is the promise of this manger scene and this cathedral of Our Lady of Lourdes. And it is the promise, again, of the first Christmas, of every Christmas, of this Christmas. There are no teardowns with God. Rather, he came to return through his Son the majesty, dignity, and purpose and grace. Again, we had at baptism. And he continues that gift with the sacraments, especially the Eucharist and reconciliation. And what Jesus makes beautiful, can last forever. Merry Christmas.